and sandwiches. There was a contented cacophony of Cantonese. As Carol took the orders through to Chef, she felt the only thing that was missing from a profitable lunchtime service was the poltergeist itself. Neither she nor Sean had heard the ghost, and she was unsure if that was a good thing. If they were to rest much of their reputation on the poltergeist, then she felt it would be useful if it occasionally manifested itself. On the other hand, it might be quite upsetting and frightening if it did. Sue and Jeff had been reticent about the ghost, claiming it had only once been active during their tenure, when one evening, two full pints of bitter had been mysteriously knocked off the counter. Carol and Sean posed for several photos, and then the Chinese group departed, leaving the public bar to be cleared and cleaned. That evening, it was quiet, with only a few regulars drinking at the bar. Jeremy Taylor sipped his pint of bitter. "I heard you had a coachload at lunchtime," he said to Sean. "Good business for you." "Yes," agreed Sean. "They came to see the poltergeist, I expect," said Jeremy. "I don't suppose it obliged." "It didn't," said Sean. "You know, we could rig something up. Knock over a few pints for you. No trouble." "Thank you, Jeremy. But I think we'll give it a miss. You can imagine the bother we'd be in if it got out that we were faking it. I was in here one night when it did kick off," said Sol Blanford. "It made a hell of a mess. Chucking pints..."